Welcome to Hockey the Podcast. We're back after a bit of a break. Time to recharge the batteries because Eskom surely aren't helping you with that. Of course, coming up in the next week is the historic and brilliant 8th ever Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge down at Riverside Sports Club in KZN. It promises to be riveting. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be enthralling. It promises to bring great hockey to your doorstep, and I can't wait to be down there to help tell the story. Of course, Hockey the Podcast has joined up with Bulgatex Sports, and there will be a podcast per day, as well as I'll be joining the commentary team down there as we take you through the story. Of course, for tonight, it's all about previewing the tournament. We're joined by Wayne Phillips, the tournament's LOC director. We are also joined by players Matepo Modipani, Matt D'Souza, both national players, and of course South Africa's top umpire Sean Rappaport, as we dissect, digest and dive into the Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge. And we're now joined by Wayne Phillips. He is the chairman of the LOC. He is the man behind the Bulgatex Sports Elite Club Challenge. And, of course, it's into its 8th year. Wayne, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks for joining Hockey the Podcast. And you must be excited after the 2 years of COVID pain that the Bulgatex Elite Sport Club Challenge is on its way back.
Yeah, Tyron, thanks very much. And firstly, well done with what you're doing with the podcast. It's so good for hockey. And yeah, it really adds impetus and motivation to what we're trying to do in some small way to hopefully add value to SA hockey, which through this event. I mean, club hockey is so important. It's the lifeblood for me of sport all over the world. And that's always been the inspiration and vision.
It has been. And Wayne, obviously, I mean, I talk very glowingly about this tournament because it's some of the best hockey I've witnessed in South Africa. But I mean, obviously, we're into our 8th edition. It's become a part of the fabric of the furniture of Riverside Sports.
So yes, I mean, again, as much as Riverside Sports is hosting the event, and it's a fantastic world-class facility, the whole motivation behind the event is for SA hockey and hopefully players in the game, not only those who are playing internationally, but also those who have played internationally. And hopefully it gives us sort of a re-entry point for players who might have missed out on the sort of mainstream through the university system, and that to be recognized. I mean, Matt Brown is a classic example. He came, I'm not sure if he was in the system. He might have been in the system a couple of years ago. He came to the tournament, and I think he was top goal scorer, and he got player of the tournament. And then next minute, he was in the national side. So for us, that's the motivation behind this event, is that, again, club hockey is a hell of important. And suddenly you get to play against and with people like Jonty Robinson, he's been through the national system. He's got so much to add, but he still plays. Tommy Hammond. He's been through the national setup. He's won players of the tournament and those type of things at RPT, but he gets to play in this event. Bruce Grant is 42 years old. He's in the SA Masters side. He's playing in this tournament. And I do think that's what it's really all about, is this whole, I call it motivation, where a 21-year-old gets to interact with a 30, 35-year-old who's been there, done that, and knows what they're all about, you know. So, yeah, that's really, and I mean, I say it again, for me, club hockey or club sport is the lifeblood for me of hockey in South Africa and the sport in South Africa. It's the underpinning nucleus.
Absolutely. I mean, globally, you have guys like the Reverse Stick, like South Pass, like Studio Hockey, all constantly are preaching the club hockey game. We see the excitement around EHL weekend. We see around the Final Four weekend in the Bundesliga. And unfortunately, we don't have any sort of national club league in South Africa. The closest we've got is Varsity Sports and USA. But as you say, that excludes all non-tertiary clubs. And this is the opportunity for non-tertiary clubs to put their hands up and to say, yep, we are where the quality lies in club hockey in South Africa.
Indeed. I mean, if you look at our tertiary system, it's almost unique around the rest of the world. Like you talk to players about playing at universities, unless it's like in America, very few players actually go, or like the UK, they will play for a university, plus they'll play for their club. So they don't leave their clubs to go and play for a university club. They're always part of the club. It's part of the fabric. It's part of the family. And so I think it's something that from our side in South Africa, it's something that we can learn from the rest of the world. As much as we've got a great school system and a great tertiary system, I do think that if we can get the club system right, I think that's extremely important. And I must commend a sponsor like Belgatex in this regard, because they've just had the vision. They picked up on their vision immediately. I mean, they are a Belgian company, that the Belgatex side of things, in terms of what really is where they originated from. But if you look at it, when we presented the vision to them, they just immediately identified with it, and they've supported it incredibly. I mean, they could have quite easily you talk about this being the 8th edition. It would have been the 10th edition without COVID. And Belgatex, from their side, they've just continued to support this event prior to COVID, during COVID. I mean, we were hoping it would happen last year. And now again, this year, they're back again and they're stronger than ever. And it's so important, and we need to get behind them. And it's, as volunteers, as a hockey community, we need to support people like that who are really driving the club hockey game.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I can't wait to get down next weekend and be there for the action. Of course, there is no COVID restrictions anymore. The governments have lifted all of those. So are visitors welcome? Are fans welcome? Is there an entrance fee? Or do people just come on down and join the show?
No, it boils down to it's club. So you want people to just come in and join in the community. What is also great is that Super Sports Schools, for the first time, is going to be broadcasting from this event. And Belgatex has made that possible, but also Riverside Sports is developing or is in the process of finalizing a long-term relationship with Super Sports Schools. And they are doing such good work for SA Hockey, or for hockey or sport rather than hockey at the school level. And now they've expanded and they're hoping to expand to the club level. And so we're really excited. Not only can you come down to the club and be part of the club vibe, but you can also experience it if you're sitting in Johannesburg or Cape Town. You just go to the Super Sports Schools app.
Yeah, what an exciting opportunity. And, of course, we've seen some great hockey. And of course, you get some loud voices. I'm joining the commentary team, so we'll be guiding anyone who's watching on the Super Sports Schools app. I promise to bring all the same level of crazy that I did at the Junior World Cup. But, obviously, as you say, great opportunity for the games to be watched all around the country. All of the games are there. Of course, the app allows you to cut goals if you want to cut them. But also, chance for people to be there. The other thing that is really a testament to club hockey is the social element afterwards. And once again, we must be looking forward to seeing that when the clubs mingle with each other afterwards, when they have a nice cream soda in their fine session afterwards. To me, that's something that COVID took away from us, and it's something I'm incredibly excited to see come back.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, for me, the whole, the essence of club hockey is about not only about what happens between the four white lines. It's about the network you develop. It's about the friends you make. I mean, I'm in a fortunate position to have made friends for life, a business network I've developed through hockey. It's such a powerful group of people that you get to meet through this fantastic game that we play. And that is what, again, underpins the vision of the Elite Challenge, because it's clubs from around the country coming together. Yes, between the four white lines, it's going to be cutthroat and it's going to be no quarter given. But off the field, it's all about who you meet and socializing. And I mean, so as much as there's a really strong emphasis on the quality of hockey, and we put a very strong emphasis on that, and FIH rules, we've got Sue Simmons, who's a renowned and experienced FIH judge who's guiding the whole process. We've got the likes of Gary Simmons, one of our most experienced ever umpires. He's managing the umpire, so upgrading hopefully through that. So everything that happens on the field is world-class. It's guided by FIH rules, but off the field, it's as important. And it's so important for South African society that we develop the network. And as you say, the fines meetings, the fun, the party afterwards. I mean, there's going to be, the games finish at 10 o'clock in the evening, but the party starts then, you know. So, again, that's the unique combination that hopefully this event brings to SA Hockey.
Yeah, I mean, where else would you be able to see the likes of Ricky West, Tommy Hammond, Jonty Robinson and Julian Hikes taking each other on the field, and then, of course, in the bar afterwards as well. It's something super special. It's something I love, the camaraderie of the challenge, but also the quality of hockey on display. It is a tournament that every single team that comes down wants to win, and they're going to try their best to win while enjoying themselves.
So we're very fortunate, again, I mentioned it earlier, to have an incredibly supportive sponsor. And one of their contributions to the event is to ensure that there's, it's not ridiculous prize money, but it's more prize money, or probably as much prize money as any other tournament in the country. And they, I mean, it's a really nice incentive for a club to, because one of the, as organizers, we say that we really want the money to go back to the players. So it's not like if the club, you know, the first team wins, if the club gets the money. We're saying we write you out a check as the winners, but we want the money to go back to the players, because ultimately this event is about the players. And I know Belgatex is extremely strong on that, extremely strong on it. And obviously from our side, I say it again, we've been very fortunate that Belgatex has bought into that vision, because we believe that that's going to continue to drive this event. And I say it again, for the good of South African hockey, because ultimately that's what we're all here for.
Absolutely, Wayne. We can't wait to see a wonderful spectacle put together by Belgatex and Riverside, the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge. It's the 8th edition in the 10th year, and we know it's going to be bigger and better. Thank you for all you do for the game of hockey and for club hockey in particular. And I look forward to enjoying a little fine session of our own when I get down there next weekend.
Indeed. Looking forward to it, Taryn, and thanks for your support. Thanks again, as I said, to our sponsors. We're very fortunate to have SPAR, who's come on as a co-sponsor this year of the event. So we really appreciate all that support. And to the South African hockey community, hopefully we're delivering something that you want to see and you want to continue to work with us on. Looking forward to next weekend. I'm sure it's going to be epic.
Welcome to South African Hockey Five's starting goalkeeper. She's also a national outdoor keeper. 22 caps to her name, 4 caps for the SA Women Hockey Fives. She recently took battle on the fields of Lausanne. And I probably didn't say that right, but that's okay. I'm not Swiss, I'm South African. And so is she, Matsepo Moripane. Of course, she's coming back as a defending champion with Crusaders, who won the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge the last time it was held, just before COVID intervened. And she joins us tonight to talk about the importance of lifting their trophy. Mats, thanks for joining us. I know you are on the side of the field coaching teams, coaching youngsters, playing yourself. But Belgatex Elite Club Challenge is important, and you wanted to make sure you got on here to talk about it.
Yes.
So, of course, you took part, Matt, in the tournament 2 years ago. Crusaders joined in and you romped home to the title. You know, obviously, you've got a glittering hockey career, but where on the mantle, how on the podium of your success in life, how high up does the Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge victory sit?
Well, that's a great question. And at the moment, I think it sits high up because had a few disappointments. So the Bulgatex Challenge is something to look forward to and, you know, bring the trophy back home again.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, a number of players from your Crusader side are currently away with the national team. Are we still going to see a super strong Crusader side looking to defend the title?
Not super strong, but a determined Crusader side to defend their title.
Yeah, and of course, coming down from Johannesburg, you're going to be joined by the likes of Riverside, Western Province Cricket Club. I mean, you get to play teams you don't usually get to play against, which is something really awesome about the Elite Club Challenge. But who are you most looking forward to taking on?
Definitely the cricket side. They are a strong team to play against, and they always give us a good challenge. So looking forward to play them. I think they are very competitive and challenging team to actually play against.
And any particular player that you are looking forward to deny goal scoring opportunities?
At the moment, no, not really, because they've also lost Glasby, who's also one that I like to deny goals. So I'm going to try to deny all the strikers' goals and the midfielders.
Well, and Matt, you obviously got some great preparation for the Bulgatex Elite because you were just over in Switzerland, a very cheap place to go visit, where you represented South Africa in the inaugural Hockey Fives. You are South Africa's first ever international hockey goalkeeper at Hockey Fives, which is pretty cool. Nobody will ever take that away from you. But what was that experience like?
That experience was incredible. I enjoyed the new format of hockey because the goalkeeper is more active. There is no switching off, as when you play 11-a-side, you know, once the ball passes the halfway, you are attacking. As a keeper, you can relax. But in fives, you are in it all the time. And you just need to play until the final whistle blows, because you can be 3-0 up to drawing a game. So it is a very nice format to play. I like the quickness of it, and that you can score once you also cross the halfway of the field, which is fun.
But drawing us right back, there's just something special about 11-a-side hockey. And of course, as a goalkeeper, going down to Bulgatex Elite, where you know you're going to play some of the best players in the country, and you are going to be tested regularly, although you'll hope that your defense makes sure it's not that regular. You know, it must be something you and the team have been very, very eagerly looking forward to.
Yes, it is. And like you said, one thing that is different from 5 to 11s is that we also get to do in 11s the exciting short corners. So especially defending short corners, I enjoy defending short corners. It gives me a bit of a rush. So I look forward to getting back into doing that.
And of course, you as I've already said, you took part in the tournament, the last tournament that took place. You won the tournament. What would you say is different about Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge for you as a player compared to ordinary league fixtures?
What I like is that also you play against team you don't usually play in your province. So you play against different teams from around the country. And you also play, it's like more of an IPT, but for clubs, because you play from Thursday, Sunday, you're done. So I like that you get to play also more games. And the atmosphere of it is amazing. Even have cheerleaders, which you don't even have at IPT. So I also like the vibe of the Bulgatex Club Challenge.
Yeah, it is. It is a special vibe. Of course, you'll be able to watch it on the stream. You'll have commentary. There's going to be video referrals. There's going to be fireworks, lights. Of course, if you're in KZN, you're going to come down. You go. I mean, Mats, the other thing is obviously fans will be back. And that's always something special for you as a hockey player, playing in front of fans. If there is a youngster listening and they want to get your attention to get your autograph afterwards, because you are an all-star, you know, we talk about the Elite Club Challenge, and we have an elite goalkeeper in Matsepo, the RPT Goalkeeper of the Year at the last tournament. You know, what should they put on the banner, the big banner that they're going to hold up to get your attention? What would grab your attention in such a way that you run over to give a signature, a selfie, a TikTok tutorial?
Just go, Matsepo. I'll come over and give them an autograph.
All right, there you heard it. Go, Matsepo. That's double M, Matsepo. So if you leave out the one M, she will not come over. Please, it's very important. But Matsepo, obviously, we're looking forward to seeing the Crusaders come down as defending champions. We're looking forward to see you guys go and try and take the crown back to Joburg. Well, of course, I'm in Joburg, so bring it back with us to Joburg. And we can't wait to see you showing the commanding saves and dominating the penalty corners. I hope you don't have to face too many penalty corners, but we look forward to seeing you in action next weekend.
Thank you very much. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Matsepo Modipane, South Africa, Hockey Fives goalkeeper, South Africa outdoor goalkeeper. And of course, her plan is to lead the Crusaders to victory. We'll join with Matt De Sosa after the break. And we're back now with Matt De Sosa, South African international star. He's just played in the FIH Pro League. He's one of the reserves for the Commonwealth Games. So, you know, we hope he will be at the Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge. But for him, we also hope he might not be. But joining us tonight, Matt. Of course, Matt, you're coming down to Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge as a defending champion, but you're not playing for the defending champions.
Yeah, how's it, Taran? Thanks for having me on the pod. Yeah, it's going to be a different dynamic, obviously, being a defending champion with Riverside Hockey Club, coming down in a new outfit of the yellow with the badges. Western Province Cricket Club is really a challenge that I'm looking forward to with a new team, and yeah, really looking forward to this tournament again.
And of course, your life has seen you relocate to the Cape, but a lot of the Riverside guys are your mates. You played with them 2 years ago. You were a champion with them. You celebrated with them. You drank with them. You danced with them. And now you have to play against them. Is that something you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm still quite good mates with a few of the guys in the team, although the team has changed because obviously the COVID break, giving 2 years off hockey, there's a lot of new faces in that Riverside team. But the likes of John T. Robinson and Taylor Kellystack, really looking forward to play against them, and also the celebrations off the field. I mean, hopefully we beat them and they're a bit sour. But yeah, no, really looking forward to the challenge against them and coming up against my teammates, former teammates, and now obviously opponents.
And you know John T's going to put in one little bit extra hard tackle on you, right?
Yeah, he's definitely going to let me know I'm there. Let me know I'm there. Something that I also like to do. So it's definitely going to be a good game. And yeah, loving the challenges that lie ahead.
No, absolutely. Matt, obviously, you've just been with the South African men. You were in Potchefstroom, you were in Argentina, you were in England, Spain, and Belgium. I mean, globe trotting. But you get to come back and play in a tournament like this. You know, how fond are you of a tournament like the Bulgatex Elite, even now today?
Yeah. Yeah, well, personally, I really do love the tournament. I mean, my experiences so far, I did play in the 2019 one, which was really awesome. Probably one of the most enjoyable tournaments there, and also definitely the best in terms of club level tournaments in South Africa, in my opinion. Yeah, it's both competitive nature on the field, getting a good level of hockey with former international players and current national players, which is always great to see. as well as off the field. I mean, it's also a nice social event, getting to know guys again, especially after the COVID break. I think we're in dire need of a tournament like this again. And also for me, going back home to Durban, my hometown, so I can also visit the folks while I'm there. And yeah, enjoy the team environment while on tour with our club team is also going to be really exciting. We've got a great group of guys here for the Badgers, and looking forward to this tournament with them and celebrating with them off the field as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the great things is the celebration. And I know that you are a man who is not far away when it comes to leading the fine songs. Is that a role you play quite seriously with Province Cricket Club?
Oh, yeah, that's a very serious role. We have a hymn book, we would say, a hymn book for the Badgers, and each player does have their songs. So, yeah, we're going to make sure everyone in the team knows it. And, yeah, I will definitely be driving that for our Badgers team. Although I'm not the main singer, I wouldn't say my singing abilities are too good, but definitely we'll be leading the pack there off the field as well as hopefully on the field.
Well, listen, I've been in one of your fine sessions inadvertently, and there was nothing wrong with the singing. So the team is in good hands. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the thing that is really, really great is you also get to play against the clubs that are the old dogs of the club hockey world, the Wanderers, the Old Eds, the Riverside. Is there a team, obviously you've got a fondness towards getting one over Riverside, but is there a team you really would love to get a victory over next weekend?
Yeah, I think looking at how the fixtures are set up, I think the main one that we're looking forward to is the Wanderers game. Obviously, I would like to play against Riverside, but in our pool, I think the Wanderers game is the one that we're really focusing on to win. It's going to be a tough game, and two of our former Badger members have actually moved there in the last 2 years. So, yeah, so it's going to be a very interesting challenge, and that's probably one of the games I'm looking forward to the most at the moment.
You are a national hockey player, and one of the things that we're often thrown around is, you know, here in South Africa, hockey is an amateur sport, and you know, you have to pay to play for your country and blah 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 blah, the boring stories. But Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge is a bit different. Do you, as the players, hold a special fondness for this tournament just because you get treated a little bit differently from the ordinary affair?
Yeah, Taran, I think it's definitely a relief almost in terms of having an amazing tournament that we don't have to find money for ourselves. So often if there's a tournament in Durban or Joburg, the Cape Town guys will have to find money for flights, etc. So now we can really just go there and focus on the hockey. We get to Elite Club Challenge and food will be organized as well as accommodation. Really puts our mind at ease. And as a team, we can really now enjoy the tournament because there's no financial burden and no one in the team is struggling for money in terms of trying to find a way to get there. So we can all really focus on the hockey. And that, I think it really does bring a sense of, it makes the tournament more enjoyable for all players because everyone can get there with no financial burden. And yeah, the sponsors are really just amazing for this tournament. And it really shows in the level and the quality on the field as well.
Yeah, it really is. You know, obviously, it's also a great jewel. It's a great social. It's time to get together with friends. But I mean, have you in the Province Cricket Club, is the ambition to go there and win the tournament?
Yes, obviously we talk about having a good time off the field, but the main goal for the tournament is to come back with the trophy. Yeah, it's no doubt it's still a hockey tournament that we love to play at the highest level in South Africa. So our goal is still to win the tournament, and the celebrations and the socials is pretty much on the side as well. So yeah, definitely still focused on the hockey and looking forward to coming away with the gold and the trophy.
And Matt, obviously, as we said, a great opportunity to play some different players, different teams and stuff. Is there an individual player that you can't wait to take on?
Individual player. Well, my first guy who comes to mind is definitely Taylor Killiestack. Yeah, he's one of my good mates from Durban. So, yeah, I would love to play against him again. In trainings, it always got heated, and I've no doubt that he's going to make sure it gets heated on match day as well. Hopefully in the final when we meet them, if we get there and if they get there, it will really be great to play against Taylor again and, yeah, have another duel.
Epic. Listen, I can't wait to see it. Of course, everybody will be watching you live on Super Sports Schools app. Live coverage there. Look forward to you bringing some new Pro League skills to the Bulgatex Elite, and good luck playing in the yellow of Province Cricket Club rather than in the blue of Riverside.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Taran. And yeah, really looking forward to the tournament with the Badgers.
Yeah, awesome. So you will see Matt D'Souza, you'll see Matsepo Modupane and tons others. After the break, we'll hear from Sean Rappaport, the leading South African hockey umpire, to round off the show. Welcome back to Hockey the Podcast, the Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge Special Edition. We've heard from some players, but it's now time to hear from one of the important players on the field, and that is the umpire, none other than South Africa's leading men's umpire right now, Sean Rappaport. He's on his way to the Commonwealth Games, as well as the FIH Hockey World Cup later or early next year. The Commonwealth Games just in a couple of weeks' time, so this couldn't be a better timed event for him. 67 test caps. But is he ready for the quality that is the Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge? Raps, thanks for joining.
Taran, always good to chat. And I must tell you, I think I'm probably more ready for Commonwealth than I am for Bulgatex. it's always a pleasure being at that tournament. And the intensity, the quality of hockey is phenomenal. And for me personally, it's great prep going to Comm Games.
Well, Raps, I mean, I have one Bulgatex Elite under my belt from 2018, of course. Oh, sorry, was it 2019? Of course, then COVID decided to pull the blankets out from under our feet, and we lost out on two of them. But we are back. Of course, as an umpire, you know, I often talk quite highly about the tournament from when I was there. It's the quality of hockey. I mean, it's the best non-tertiary club sides in the country battling it out. And yeah, there's a lot of social there, but there is a heck of a lot of competitiveness. And it really is. The games are really played at an incredible tempo. From an umpiring point of view, you know, how much do you look up and look forward to Bulgatex Elite on your calendar for the year?
Oh, Bulgatex is one of those that we ask at the start of the year, is it happening? And if it's happening, when? So that we can diarize it and make sure we're there. It's always such a great group, not just of umpires, but players, officials, media personalities. It's just fantastic to be part of. Everybody's staying just down the road in the same hotel and having chat over breakfast. And you can't ask for much more. When it comes to the hockey itself, it can actually in some ways, because there is the social element to the tournament, which is one of its priorities. But at the same time, the guys are there to win. So on the one hand, you are dealing with players who want to be your mate, and 2 minutes later, they're there to win, and they don't care if they shared a coffee over breakfast or not. It's all about the game, and they want to take the trophy home at the end of it, and that's when we've got to switch back on into elite umpire mode.
And exactly that, elite umpire. It's an elite tournament. It is the best club hockey tournament in South Africa, and that's with no discredit to something like you. So this is for your non-tertiaries. I mean, but what for you, Raps? What for you makes Bulgatex Elite stand out amongst other tournaments?
I think it's, well, firstly, the quality of play is fantastic. I don't want to bash other tournaments, so I won't mention names of certain other tournaments that you and I bump into each other at. But Bulgatex, for me, in terms of the quality of hockey, it's you put those teams together, and they're just a great bunch of size. And I think in future, they're going to look to increase the number of teams that play. And you've just got the best of the best. And for me, that's from a hockey perspective, that's the most important thing, is you've got quality playing quality every single game. There are no easy matches. And then you add the social element, where guys are there and girls. When I say guys, I'm referring to both, obviously. People are there to make friends, to socialize, and to bring back that element into the game that I think is long lost. When you and I were a bit younger playing, we would be in the change room after the game with the opposition, sharing a Coke when we were younger and a beer in later years. And that's been lost to a large extent. And this tournament brings that element right back. So I think those two combined, somehow that mix really works beautifully here. And it makes for a fantastic tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just think of watching Baloo, who have probably the most incredible counter-attacking expressive style of play against the structure of Riverside and the structure of Wanderers. You watch the old school shenanigans of Western Province Cricket Club and old Eds, and you really do see a bunch of clubs that are part of the fabric of South African hockey. And as you say, there is no champions club, club championships, a champion of champions, but this is pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, this is right up there. And you speak about the different teams and what they each bring to the party. And again, it's such a great mix of sides. And whoever came up with the idea, I don't know enough, given my background, as to whose brainchild it is and who's run with it. And I know there are a lot of people involved, but that individual who had the bright idea one day, they deserve a lot of credit. And to everybody that's been involved since then, to make it happen, to keep it happening, I mean, hats off to them. They've done brilliantly. I can't say enough good things about the tournament.
Another thing that's going to happen this year is obviously all games on Field A will be live streamed. So people will be watching. Of course, with ES Media involved, what we've seen from them at the Fairmont Bulgatech Sports Festival is, of course, video referrals in the knockout games. As an umpire, is that something that you look forward to at a tournament like this, or is that something that you'd prefer didn't get referred?
No, I think referrals can only ever be a good thing. That having been said, they've got to be used correctly. And as long as the teams understand what they're there for, they're not for, the little things, did the ball go 4.8 or 5, that sort of nitty-gritty. It's for the obvious errors that we want to stamp out and rectify where an error has been made. And I think what's important from the umpiring side, and similarly for those guys who are younger and they're coming up through the ranks and they're going to take the next step to major international tournaments where videos are played, it's to get the practice with video. So I was fortunate enough to be involved in Varsity Cup for a while and the PHL that was run as well. And there was video. And so before I had my first international with video, I had already experience. So I think for the young umpires coming through to get that experience, fantastic. And for the players similarly. And then you get onto the park for your first international game where there's a video, you're nervous. I don't think the nerves will ever go away. And it's all just part of growing and developing and learning. And I think the introduction this year, of course, it's the first year that they've had video referrals, is brilliant for the game.
And I mean, obviously, Raps, you are now essentially South Africa's number one. And I know you're humble enough not to claim that, but you are the man going to the World Cup. Peter and John Wright have both hung up their whistles. And really, the door has opened up for you, to really take that mantle now. How important is it to still be involved in tournaments like Bulgatech's Elite Club Challenge?
Yeah, the tournaments like this are the ones that make you. When you're developing as a younger umpire, you do it through tournaments like this. You meet up with your mates at these sort of tournaments, you talk about the game. A lot of umpires or students of the game, and we'll chat about stuff afterwards. They'll talk to the players they can know, they can approach, and coaches they know they've got their ear. And in terms of just personal development, a tournament like this is key. And to keep coming back, you won't believe the stuff you're still learning at this level of tournament. Some guys think, oh, this must be so much easier than international hockey. I can tell you often this is a lot harder. So it's for me, it's great to still be a part of it and coming back. And I'll keep coming back as long as I'm invited. And yeah, hopefully a lot of the guys and girls that are involved this week, or the week coming rather, they make it onto the international stage soon enough too.
Yeah, and hopefully when they do that, reps, they are able to argue with you in front of international cameras on Watch.hockey playing at a major tournament. Well, maybe not, because if they're playing for South Africa, you shouldn't be umpiring them too many times. But yeah, look, we look forward to seeing you in action down at Riverside, and of course preparing for Birmingham. Any last words for the players that are giving this a listen? What are you particularly watching out for in this tournament?
I think what's important is to maybe post-COVID have a bit of a reset. There are a few things that have changed with the aerial balls that some people think have complicated things. Others think that they've made things simpler. I think it's just a case of getting back to basic and all being on the same page once again, because I think pre-COVID, we had got to a pretty good place in South African hockey where there was an understanding between players and umpires. And if we can get back to that sweet spot and we can develop from there, it's good for everybody. So I look forward to all of us interacting and having a great tournament, both on the officiating and on the playing side.
And of course, afterwards in the pub, but that you'll have to come down and join us to see all about it. Raps, thanks very much, and we will see you on the turf next week.
It's been great chatting. I look forward to seeing you down there.